Hey guys, welcome back to Unscripted Scripture. I'm Jack.
I'm Zach.
Zach.
Yes.
I had three enchiladas tonight.
Three? How big are the enchiladas?
It's a lot. They're pretty big. They're probably like 10 inches long.
10 inches? All right.
They were so hefty.
That's like 2 inches under a foot. So 10 times three. That's 30 inches of enchiladas.
Yeah. Dude, it was a lot. It was good though. My dad made it and Kelly made it.
Kelly made it. All right. Kelly's pretty good. I mean, you could see she's just a lady of many traits. Of her art that she keeps coming up with. Man, that girl. But are you gonna have to go to the bathroom halfway through this podcast?
No, I'm good to go.
All right, good.
No, it was good. I was just excited about it. Look, man, it's good to be able to talk to you again. Stinks we can't be in the same room right now, but we'll get there eventually.
Yeah.
We got a new studio coming, setting up, so
right.
We're going to be making some good podcasts soon.
Yeah, fun stuff. I know.
Fun stuff.
I love the future, but I am still in the present right now.
Yes, sir.
Let's get down to it.
Let's do it. So today we let's just talk about idolatry. Man, heavy. Can get some heavy stuff out of this one.
Yeah.
First of all, man, we're just gonna open it up. I'll just ask you the question that what is an idol, or what is an idol look like in your life?
So an idol is something that, for me, I think of something that takes up my time that is not devoted towards God. Are you asking for the definition, or are you asking for like what is an actual idol
that's
in my life?
That's exactly what I was looking for, what you just said. That's perfect.
Yes.
Whatever your definition, you know.
Hey, dude, what's your definition?
That's pretty spot on. I mean, something, yeah, that takes a place of God in your life. Yeah, it's something that's distracting you, that's pulling your focus away, pulling your attention away constantly. So it's not just a one-time thing, you know, it's something that is continuous. You know, I think there's a difference between idol and distraction. You know, a distraction is something that comes, that's general. It can come up in different forms. But an idol, I think you can have the same idol through a long period of time.
So you think like an idol is more consistent and a distraction is like every once in a while?
Yeah. Or like a distraction is like a general term for anything. But like,
okay,
like there's that one thing that you're like always is put, I'm putting in front of God. Always is like, why do I continue to just put that over my time with him? And that's an idol. That's an idol in your life. That's what I think.
All right. I can dig that definition. I can dig it.
Cool. And so we're just looking at like why are these bad? You know, why do you think idols are bad? And what does the Bible say about getting rid of them or how they impact our hearts?
Yeah. So I mean, the Bible talks a lot about idols. Like the word idol is in there a lot of in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
Just with their idols being like golden cows, and we've read about some when we did some of our stories. I remember the one we talked about. Was it Elijah? I think. They worship their idol, and obviously Elijah worshiped God, and it was like that contest where Elijah's like, all right, I'll pray to my God, you pray to your idol, and we'll see who comes up on top. And what's he end up doing? He ends up like, what is it? It has to do with fire. It catches on fire. Dude, I'm drawing a blank. What happens? I don't know.
I don't have it on top of my head. I
know. Sorry.
That's all right.
Anyways, water vitals in the Old Testament. And he hides them. I feel like sometimes they're right out there. It's like, boom, word idol. And other times it's like weaved into a story.
And I think, another one, like Daniel, when we did Daniel and the blazing furnace, and they had to worship the golden statue of
Nebuchadnezzar. Yes, yeah.
So, like, Nebuchadnezzar is this huge statue, and they got to bow down and worship it. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are like, not going to do that. I'm going to die for it. And so they get thrown in the fire, and God saves them. Recap. But that's an example, again, in the Old Testament of idolatry. And we don't necessarily have that same challenge in our lives where we have to, like, choose between bowing down to a statue or God. But it's the concept of it is that there's something in our lives that is that big and gigantic that puts itself in front of God. Right. And it's kind of like the devil putting on that mask, that God mask, and saying, "No, this is okay. You can waste a little time with God for this," and we get pulled into that.
Yeah. When do you think in your life, like, idols became, like, you realized that something was an idol? Like, do you have a certain moment in your life?
Good question.
Do you know what I'm asking?
Yeah, that's a good question. All right. Oh man. I think it's to the point where you finally feel God convicting you and like bringing up these moments from the past when he's like, this is the third time, fifth time, 10th time, 20th time that you've done this. Mm. And I'm putting it on your heart because it's serious and you've been taking it so lightly for so long. And now you're finally realizing that this is bad. Like, I have a problem now.
Right.
That this is struggling. I'm struggling to contain this. Like, I can't. This is taking up way too much time. And if you see yourself lacking as a Christian or lacking in general, you're like, what is it that's causing me to do this? And it comes back to that thing that you're putting in front of God. You're like, well, look at all the time that I'm wasting with this. Like, look at how much time I'm doing with this one thing. Then that's the moment when you're like, all right, got to change it up.
Yeah. For me, it was, in church, like, an actual example for me was, it was either church or youth group. And, the pastor shared, this video. And I'm sure if you look it up on YouTube, you'll find it, but it just talked about, it was like a speaker. It almost looked like a commercial, and the speaker's like wearing face paint, wearing shirts, gathering in an arena. And the whole thing was describing sports and how people idolize sports and players. And that was a wake-up call. Like, that was one of those things you described how, like, if it's done a couple of times, then God puts it on your heart and you're like, then you know it's wrong. But this was one thing that, like, okay, if I would have never watched that video, I'm not sure if it would have ever became clear to me how much I idolize sports. So that was a big, big idolized moment for me.
Cool.
For Zachary.
I relate to that for sure. I mean, you and I talk so much about sports as if it's like the most amazing thing in the world. And sometimes we can, like, take it to the next level. And
yeah, right.
You know, there's times where you and I have had conversations. You're like, man, I can't believe, like, we didn't go to a baseball game this year. Like, how crazy is that?
Yeah.
Like, are you serious? Like, we couldn't find time to go to a baseball game. Like, that kind of mindset where it's like, we need to do this. We need that in our lives. And I think, dude, COVID, like, just took that down, whole mindset that, like, we need sports.
Right.
Because we just really don't. Like, it's just not necessary.
Right. I still love sports. Don't get me wrong. I'll still watch a game, but I don't think I idolize it. as much as I used to. And yeah, you're right. COVID definitely did show that, because what, you're 3-4 months without any sports. Maybe yeah. You get golf every once in a while, but
and when you do have sports, it's all changed up and it's not the same, you know. Right. It's a completely different world.
Yeah.
So it's just different.
Yeah.
Let's dive into some scripture. I have like two verses that I love.
Go for
on
it.
This. Colossians 3:5 to 6 is a big one.
You would pull that one out. I had that one too.
I had to start with it, man. It's the biggie.
Alright.
Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is adultery. Idolatry. Idolatry.
Yeah.
Because of this, the wrath of God is coming. Right there. I mean, evil desires and greed, lust, calling all of it idolatry. Like this stuff that all these things are bad in and of itself, but the whole thing is like you're idolizing something. Whether it's lust, whether it's looking at people lustfully, you know, whether it's impurity, whether it's greed, love of money, you know, whether it's jealousy, like loving to gossip, like it's all that's something you idolize in your life. It's not necessarily a god or a statue or golden or a thing. It's an idea. It's a sin that is taking over your life. Like, yeah. That's what you idolize.
I know. That's a perfect definition.
That's crazy. Like it's not what I don't think someone firsthand would think, like, what is an idol to you? Like, oh, an idol is someone I look up to, or, you know, it's something I love. And, and like in the basic form, it is that.
Right. And the biggest thing that I've been going through for a year, well, longer, I just felt like God really woke me up on my cell phone being an idol. Just always being on it. I'm scrolling mindlessly through Instagram or Facebook or Twitter. Like, for what reason? There's no purpose of it.
Yeah.
Other than to know who's dating who. Like, that's okay. That's like a pro. Like, I get to see friends and what they're doing in life, but I just really it, and it's hard to get away from, dude. Like, we're in a world where you can't keep up with the world unless you know what's going on in Facebook or Twitter, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm so glad you said that, because you and I talked about this. Like, the phone, man. What was the saying we said this coming year? We're like, cell phones for Jesus or something like that.
Flip phones for Jesus.
Yes. I love that, man.
Flip phones for Jesus. Let's switch back to flip phones. Let's get all this touch screen crap out of the way. Oh, yes.
Yeah, that part. I love it.
Because
the world just telling us that. Yeah, go for it. You go.
Yeah. Well, you look in Matthew 5:30, where it talks about, like, cutting off your... I'm going to read it right from the Bible.
Go
instead
for
of
it.
Trying to... It says...
Go for it.
So it's talking about adultery. See, now I'm having trouble saying adultery.
It's hard, yeah.
I know. Anyways, all right. So Matthew 5:30. Everyone turn there. And it talks about...
I'm there.
And it says, and if your right hand causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away. What? It is better for you to lose one part of your hand than for you to lose your whole body, or for your whole body to go into hell. Dude, come on. Like, you not understand that verse? If you didn't understand
mic
it,
drop.
Rewind and go back and listen to me say it 15 times until you understand it. Like, okay, would you rather have your right hand be bad or your whole entire body go to hell? Like, I think that's, well, we joke around the flip phones, like, cut it off, get rid of this smartphone. If that's causing you troubles, Like, I, dude, like, there is such an addiction just with just being on your phone, let alone what is on your phone, what it makes you go to, what it makes you urge. Just cut it off, man. And this whole week, I just studying through this, I'm like, Zach, you cannot be a hypocrite about what you're about to teach. So this whole week, I had to keep my phone. I started keeping my phone like downstairs in my kitchen for when I go to bed. Cause
nice.
It was being such a idol to me. And let me tell you, just the way my mind just opened up and God just, I felt like I just received God so much better. And in the mornings, instead of grabbing my phone first, it was grabbing my Bible. I just was able just to get in such a better routine. It's just so crazy. I don't know, man. I just get rid of the phone.
Yeah. I mean, it extends beyond images and false gods. Like, it's a matter of the heart. And once you get to that place where you realize it's wrong, you're right. Like, it's tough to give it up because it's that you're attached to it now. Like, it's a sin and that's your idol. Like, that is what you love to do. Like, the devil has clung that to you. And so,
oh yeah, it's the devil's biggest weapon.
Man, if you realize it though, you have to start taking steps to stop it. If you want to get better, if you want to come closer to God and start having like the routines that you were talking about, like talking about, you know, getting up early and touching the good book first, you know, and diving into the Bible before you do anything else, before you check your emails, before you check your texts, like get into the Word. Like, that's what it's all about, man.
Jack, I think you're the only 20-year-old guy or 21-year-old guy who checks his emails first thing in the morning.
No.
But anyways, every time, continue. Dude, whatever, 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 dude. Keep going.
So I'm just saying, like, yeah, cut off your hand. It sounds terrible. We're not saying literally cut off your hand. That's not what we're saying. We're saying cut off that thing that is holding you back. If you love money, if you're greedy, if you love that stuff, you have to find another job. You have to find something that is going to keep you content and grounded. You have to find someone that's going to help you get there. That's the most important thing too. If you're struggling with something a lot, you have to have somebody that's going to walk with you, that's going to reveal those areas that you need to get better at. You know, you and I think just we have such a good relationship where we're able to look at each other and say, man, what's going on? Like, how are you doing in your walk? You know, what are things you're doing now to bring yourself closer to Jesus? What is keeping you from getting there? And that's where the conversations happen. That's where the hard stuff gets talked about. But it's all about finding someone that you trust to help you do that. Because, yeah, idolatry is hard, dude. This is so hard. Like, this is, out of all the topics we're going to cover, idolatry is just everything. Like, it's anything that pulls you away from God. That's your idol. Like, that's something that is keeping you from seeking eternity, from giving God glory in everything you do.
Yeah, from being all in.
Oh my gosh. You have to. If you want to be fully devoted, man, you got to start taking steps to get there. Psalm 16:4. Just another one. Those who run after other gods will suffer more and more. I will not pour out libations of blood to such gods or take up their names on my lips. Lord, you alone are my portion and my cup. You make my lot secure. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. Surely I have a delightful inheritance. I will praise the Lord who counsels me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him at my right hand, I will not be shaken. That's David in his Psalm 16. Yeah.
You love your Psalms.
Love the Psalms, man. The Psalms are they're praise. It's a prayer. Every Psalm is just a prayer to God to just cry out. And like, David, man, I love David.
It's this poetry. Guy. He knows how to write. Yeah.
If you want to know how to pray, read David. Like, read about David. This guy just never stopped praying to God. He went through so much trouble and like just continued to just pray
how many Psalms are there? I mean, he didn't write all the Psalms, but most of the Psalms. But what, 150? 150 Psalms?
Yeah, right.
Goodness me. What a guy.
What a guy indeed. Yeah, dude, he has a lot of like one-line zingers though too, like that you like catch you like whoa, I gotta go back. What did he just say? he's a good writer. Obviously we don't know if it we don't not all of it was him, but like yeah, no, man, like, and yeah. That's another thing. If you guys like, we're unscripted scripture, so if I don't say this then minus points for me, but your Bible, get in your Bible. If you don't love your Bible, like, then what are you doing? If you still have your Bible from junior church, from when you were back in a kid, your kid's Bible with all the pictures in it. Mm-hmm. I mean, I understand if there's some cool pictures and that's okay, but like find a Bible that you love. So many times I think the excuse that people don't, open up their Bible is because they don't understand it. Well, there's how many different translations in this world, like, or versions of the Bible. Just get it, find a Bible and get into it. I love my Bible. My Bible, I have a study Bible. It's called Every Man's Bible. I love it. there's little tidbits that just teach me every single time. If I'm reading on something, I'm like, what in the world is God telling me here? There's a little study thing usually and says, yeah. Oh, okay, this is what it meant. But yeah, love your Bible. Learn to love your Bible.
And reach out to us. Like if anybody has questions, if you guys have questions about what Bible to get, or you don't know where to start in searching for a Bible, reach out to us, send us a DM, send us a tweet. I mean, we'd love to help you guys, you know, find out what's best for you and just to hear from you.
Yeah. Jack. All right. Well, that makes me think, do you think there's such thing as good idols? Like,
man, obviously, I'm so glad you said that.
Yeah,
absolutely. Yeah. Okay. I definitely think we can have good idols in our lives. Anything that is, I think it's the exact opposite. You know, a good idol is someone that's going to challenge you, someone that's going to test you in your faith and have you question what you're doing. Mm-hmm. So like I said, people who are going to keep you accountable, those people can be good idols, you know, making sure that if you're not putting someone above God, if you're not putting someone or something or time above God, and it can be a good idol, you know, sports is okay. We're not saying like, don't watch sports. We're not saying don't use your phones. Like phones are awesome, man. They're like the greatest invention ever, but like,
yeah, there's definitely pros.
Yeah. But it can just get so corrupted and it can. You can find yourself getting lost, and that's what we're saying. Right. So I definitely think there's good idols out there.
Yeah. Mankind did not make the phone to ruin you. It made it to help you.
Yeah.
But the devil uses it as a weapon, a tool to get you. So it's definitely made to help you. It's just whether how you use it, how you let the devil use it in you. So, yeah.
Yeah. So just continue to find the idols in your life. You know, ask yourself, take some time after you guys listen to this podcast, ask yourself, what is that idol in my life? What is that thing that's keeping me from going all into God, from going all in and being fully devoted to Him? What is that one thing in my life? And once you figure that out, then you can take steps to start eliminating that, to start, you know, putting that on the side and start doing things. It's not a matter of just stopping what you're doing. You have to stop what you're doing and start doing something else. You have to start putting God first. You know, start that time that you would spend on your phone. Use that time for prayer. Use that time for scripture. You know, sing a song, like sing worship. Just do something. Right. Go for a walk. Like just make it productive so that you're having time with God.
And all this stuff isn't easy. It's not like you're not going to be tempted. Like, you put it down once and you're like, okay, I'm good. I'm done.
Yeah.
Like,
no way.
You're going to feel that withdrawal from it, to like, oh, I want to go back on my phone. The phone itself has ways. I have an iPhone and you can limit yourself, from being on it. I mean, I'm talking a lot about the phone being an idol, but, your job, money, like there's ways that you can limit it. but it's not going to be easy.
Well said.
Thank you. Yeah, so Jack, we could talk all night. Do you have anything pinpoint? You want to pin it? I mean,
I think we hit it. Just, yeah, continue to challenge yourselves, man, and continue to always question yourself. You never be content with that, like thinking that you have it all and thinking that you're perfect, because and there's always something that you could be doing better. There's always something that is distracting you, you know, is challenging your faith. So just continue to look for that and stay humble. Stay humble and just seek God first with everything you do.
Yeah, definitely. We love you guys. We don't really know who you are, but we still love you because we're just loving guys. But you know us. If you want to listen to another podcast, click the next podcast. If not, and you don't follow us yet, go look at that amazing art on Instagram, done by Kellyanne. It's at unscripted scripture. But yeah, until next time, guys, have a good week.
Bye.